American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Yeah, Kansas is a huge feeder state.
That's Callahan Groon. He's a cattleman in western Kansas. Talking about that Kansas infrastructure being a big feeder state.
We're home to a big conglomerate of feedlots in western Kansas, southwest Kansas as a whole, even into central and Kansas as a whole. We big feeder state, cow-calf producers as well. Cattle's kind of the driving force between for agriculture in our state, one of our largest sectors within agriculture, as agriculture's the largest sector in the industry for Kansas as a whole.
And we all know that all those crops being grown throughout Kansas, well, it's for the cattle, too.
Yeah, it all ties in together. It really does. The crops are there to feed the cattle, vice versa. It really all drives each other throughout the state.
And pretty much you would expect it. It's true. The politics, the government of Kansas has an appreciation for ag, both farming and ranching.
We really do. We're very fortunate as a state to sit there and have a legislature that really backs agriculture as a whole within our state. Not a lot of opposition as we sit there and look. And I think the transition in the relationship from the consumer to the producer all the way to the legislature really works hand in hand. We're pretty progressive as a state, looking to try different things as it pertains to the cattle industry as a whole.
Now, Groen mentioned a special breed on his ranch, Gelvie cattle, which is a breed originating in southern Germany.
Yeah, on my own family ranch, my grandfather first started with Gelvie cattle when he was looking for a breed of cattle back in the 80s. He looked at the USDA Meat Animal Research Center's data on cattle and the things that worked well in western Kansas for him and the traits that he wanted to go with the mothering ability, the docility and growth. He really thought Gelvie was the breed of choice, and my family's been within Gelvie throughout the whole time. My dad was on the junior board when he was there and the adult board as well, and we've continued that tradition through. I'm actually the president of the Junior Gelvie Association. So
that's Callahan Groon, a cattleman in western Kansas. Looks like the rising beef tide is lifting all boats. Sure, that sirloin steak is tasty and has more flavor than ground beef, but many burgers and many restaurants are tasty too, and they're expensive. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.